Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. You can call or text at 570-883-0098. We have Brad from Whitehaven who wants to talk about Minnesota versus the parade. Brad?
Rob, thank you. And bear with me. I rescued two horses, and I had to put one down today. So I'm sorry for that.
What was the circumstances?
She was actually adopted by a Philadelphia policeman, but he went on her, and she kept on collapsing. And she was born with bad legs, and she was but a Tennessee walker. And she just never could ride or anything, and I had adopted her, and her leg just started to bow, and it just happened very quickly. So,
yeah, and it's a tough thing to go through.
I've never gone through a horse. I've only done a dog and a cat, so a horse is something different.
When we lost our family dog, you know, I read a lot about, you know, during that time when they pass on, to make sure you're with them when they're actually, you know, when the shot is given. So I made it a point that we were there, and my family chose to be there. You know, it was our family dog for over a decade, and truly one of the hardest things I've ever had to sit there through, watching, you know, him close his eyes for the last time.
Rob, let me segue this, our conversation right now, into what my point is, and I think you'll understand. Any other president, okay, and now we're talking about assassinations on the state level, which really, you know, crystallized the partisanship, because that's really what it's meaning, the granularity of it, and the shirts and the skins. But any other president would have called the family of those who were assassinated, and Trump just didn't, or any other president would not have had the parade. And I just can't even imagine a Democrat or a Republican, excuse me, being assassinated, and the Republicans would cry, and they would be right to call bloody murder. What's the reason? What's the celebration to have a parade at that point? And when asked about it, I mean, he still hasn't, as I was saying to you last week, he still hasn't even called Governor Shapiro. And here you gave me, you know, you and I are on polar opposites of what we believe, but we still believe in terms of empathy, and we have a common, we still have common core beliefs. And that's what's wrong with the shirts and the skins. And we need a president that can be able to, when asked, hey, did you speak to Tim Walz? Not to degrade the guy, but to say, you know what? And to also take the time, let's praise that police, because I think you said earlier they're not going to get the credit, and I wish they do, because the hard work that they do, and they, how can they sit at a desk and do what they do? And you've done this. You know what goes into it. I can't even imagine, and how quickly they came to them, and the drones and the following up on them, and to not lose any further officers while they were doing it. So there's a lot to to be thankful for, but immediately you take Senator Mike Lee, or you take the partisanship, and you're not doing it. And thank you for that.
Well, this as far as the assassinations in Minnesota, we don't know what was involved. It was obviously politically motivated, but we have no idea what the, I mean, we know he was appointed by two Democrat governors, but we know nothing about his politics. We know his wife worked for Walz, but again, we know nothing about that. We don't know if partisanship's involved or not. It could be something totally different. I mean, I've heard his pro-life stance being mentioned quite a lot. We don't even know that. I do want to, you know, correct something you said. President Donald Trump did call Josh Shapiro the following morning after his firebomb.
That's not what Josh Shapiro said. And in fact, he made it a point, I think, yesterday, that he still has not heard from Donald Trump. So I don't know where you picked that up, but he has not heard from Donald Trump.
No, I'm seeing news reports that he did in fact call him.
But he did not. They spoke
for about 10 or 15 minutes, as per the report. It says Shapiro initially missed the call because it came from Trump's cell phone.
Hey, Rob, what report was that? Because I heard on ABC when asked directly that he did not call him. So what report are you talking about, the 10-15-minute call?
It was reported by the New York Post, Fox News, the New York Post.
There you go. The Murdoch organization, through that echo chamber,
which is exactly
what we don't want. Robin, I want to correct you on one thing when you said we don't know if it's politically motivated. When it gets
it absolutely is politically motivated.
You don't know about partisanship, but you know this. When it starts getting into the state level, now we're really getting into the shirts and the skins. And that's where it gets a little bit ridiculous. And you guys have to go all the way back to Steve Scalise in regards to, you know, when Donald Trump, when that assassination attempt, Biden, through all his drool, he managed to call Trump. He managed to make a public announcement. Where was Trump's public announcement on Shapiro? I didn't hear it. Was it on those news sources you're citing?
Listen, I'm just telling you what I'm getting through a simple search, that there's multiple news agencies that said that he did have a conversation with him, that his phone went to voicemail at first because it was from Donald Trump's cell phone. And I remember Shapiro telling this story in an interview.
I don't remember that. In fact, I remember yesterday him being asked and he still hadn't heard.
No. That's not what reports are saying, but if that's what you want to go with, have at it. That's your prerogative, right?
I'll go with it. But why would you criticize Tim Walz when asked about if he's spoken to the governor? I mean, it's like we have a president that has no empathy, which is really the definition of a sociopath, isn't it?
Well, I don't know who he called. I don't know who he hasn't called. I don't know who he talked to or who he didn't talk to, Brad.
Does he seem to you?
Obviously, you just want nothing to do with this president. I get that. That's your prerogative to do. And you're slanting everything you're saying to find, he should have canceled the parade because there was this assassination. Well, you know, there's murders hundreds of times a day in this country. And life goes on.
Not from politicians. Listen, my horse went down today. We could still have a parade. But when a politician is assassinated at 2 a.m. in their house, come on. We don't need a parade.
Unrelated, Brad.
He could have canceled that and been a bigger person.
And that could be your prerogative. I'm saying it's unrelated.
What I'm pointing out is the reason for his popularity plummet is the lack of empathy that this guy shows on anything except to attack.
That's what a 2028 election's for now, isn't it?
Well, yes, it is.
All right, Brad, we got to leave it there. I'm up against the break.
Okay. Thanks, Rob.
Thank you. It's 3:46 here at WILK.